welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Now, as I promised you guys, I brought everybody into the studio for this one because we want to talk about places to go, fun destinations, and we're going to chop that list down because, as I said, we always start off with that long list. I want to go here, I want to go there, I want to go here, I want to go there. But you have to decide because you can't go everywhere. So, Olivia.
Yes.
Where are you going?
Well, the dream, the goal is to go to South Korea.
Wow, that's a big trip.
Yeah, literally the other side of the world. I want to go because my best friend lives there now.
Oh.
She was born there, and then she moved to the United States, and we became close friends. And just this past year, she moved back to the Itaewon district in Seoul, and she's pursuing a career in music.
Oh, wow. Is she a musician, a teacher, or...?
Yeah, right now, full-time musician. She's recording her first album.
Oh,
she's
a
songwriter. She's one of those people who's good at every artistic, you know, painting.
The triple threat kind of thing.
Yeah, more like a quintuple threat.
So she can do all those things. So tell us a little bit about, you know, what else you can do. I know you're going to do a lot of fun things with your friend, but what's going on in Seoul?
Well, her being near the Itaewon district is really convenient because that area is known for having kind of a melting pot of cultures there. There's different varieties of food from like Chinese, Greek, Pakistani, Italian, you know, just a wealth of foods available, like fresh foods off the cart. And also, of course, Korean. Want to get some Korean barbecue while I'm there. So that's a great place to start, I think.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I thought it would be simple. I thought South Korea was a small country. So I was like,
I could just travel
around. Knock all this stuff out. But it's pretty overwhelming trying to plan this. So it's a great place to start. You know, there, and they also have a lot of really cool, like, vintage fashion houses and antique furniture stores in that area. So that's one place to start. But there's also a lot of history in South Korea, and there are plenty of temples, and there's also, like, this celebration called the Boryeong Mud Festival.
Boryeong Mud Festival?
Yeah. They have a lot of unique celebrations.
What, is mud involved?
So, yeah. This one, actually next year.
Yeah. Like, what's wrong with mud?
Yeah. This coming year will be its 20th anniversary, and it started as a way to kind of celebrate the health benefits of bathing in mud. And it's become kind of this big festival. So they have like mud slides and pools and like tunnels that rain mud on you.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And they have concerts and fireworks. So that might be a fun thing if I go this summer. But
absolutely.
They also have a water gun fight.
Okay.
Battle. In Seoul.
Yes.
That sounds fun to you too, Nicole?
Yes.
Yeah, that sounds ideal. I think it's a thing like with college students, maybe, you know, towards the end of the spring semester, they kind of celebrate by
bringing
battling.
Out the water guns.
Yeah, soaking each other in water.
Okay. I'm not sure about that one, but I am interested in the mud one, so I'll put that one on my list. And of course, Doc Bill will put all the food that you mentioned on your list.
Yes, he would love Itaewon.
Yeah.
It sounds ideal to him. And then the Cheongdukgung Palace in Seoul is like 30 minutes away from where my friend lives, and it is the most well-preserved of the five palaces from the Joseon Dynasty, and that's from like the 1400s. And it's still a really well-preserved palace that you can visit. And it has some of the rooms are still kept intact. And there's this really beautiful garden in the back that has a bunch of old giant trees and lily ponds. And also,
wow.
I really liked this detail. I was researching it. And there's a two-story library in the garden. And outside of the library, it says, Gather the Universe.
Oh, that's
really cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
Yeah, so it'd be fun to go there and just spend some time there.
Okay, now when I was with Pan Am and I would go to Seoul, we did a lot of shopping. Is that on your list?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that's another thing that I liked about Itaewon because they apparently have a lot of, there's high-end fashion, there's vintage stores, mm-hmm. and then also antique furniture. My family's a big furniture family, so it'd be fun to check that out too.
Check that out and maybe ship some home.
Now, I'll take some things.
Yeah.
I know, that sounds great. So any place else on your list? I mean, because if you're going to Seoul there, I'm sure the flight stops somewhere. Are you planning on making any stops along the way?
That's the thing. The cheapest possible flight involves at least two stops. And it looks like a lot of the most common stops are in Toronto or Ontario and also in Beijing. So there's possibilities there too, I guess.
Well, that sounds great. If you guys are just joining us, Olivia is telling us about her trip that she wants to make this year to South Korea.
Yes.
So are you then going to plan maybe a stop? Because you could also stop in Canada, sounds like, and maybe do some things there or some of the other countries.
Right. One of the catches of the flight being cheap is that it's a long layover. You know, in Beijing, it's something like an 18-hour layover. So that's a lot of time to, you don't want to spend that in an airport. You want to get out and see what you can of Beijing. So that's something to think about, too. And that's why it's kind of this big goal, because there's a lot of possibilities, too. Yeah.
Well, if you do decide to stop in Beijing, make sure you start applying for that Chinese visa pretty early and go ahead and start getting that paperwork underway, because it can take a little bit of time. If you go through a travel agent, they can usually speed it up a little bit, especially those that work in particular with tours to China. They can probably speed it up and expedite a little bit faster for you, but it's still going to take a little bit of time.
Okay, good to know. So yeah. if you're just passing through...
If you want to get off and go into Beijing.
So if you want to leave the airport.
Yeah, because there's so much to see in Beijing. I mean, you have Tiananmen Square if you want to go and do that. You have the palaces, the Summer Palace and the Winter Palace. I mean, there are lots of things that you can see and you could probably get a quick tour in. And then add that to your list.
Exactly, yeah.
So anything else?
Well, in 2018, Pyeongchang will host the Winter Olympics. And that will also be 30 years from when Seoul hosted the Summer Olympics in 1988.
Wow.
So it'd be cool if we could go check out where the Olympics will be hosted, you know, in the beautiful snow-capped mountains. And that's what's also cool about Korea is that it has a wide variety. It's got mountains, countryside, beautiful beaches, some islands that have similar climates to Hawaii, which Doc Bill might also love. So there's a lot to see.
There is a lot to see and do there. And, hey, put me down for that trip, too. If I can come along, I'd love to.
Yes.
Because it's been a long time since I was there. Nicole, I think you have friends there, right?
Don't you have
some friends? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you may have two folks
traveling. We could use some experts.
You may have two folks traveling along with you. Now, you guys, as we promised, we have lots of destinations to cover. We're going to stop right now and take a break. And when we come back, I'm going to ask Nicole what she has on her list, because I know Nicole has a long list. So I can't wait to see how she has whittled down that long, long list of places where she wants to go. Now, the show today is brought to you by the Sapelo Island Birdhouses down on beautiful Sapelo Island, Georgia. So to find out more information, go to their website, which is Sapelo Island Birdhouses, or give them a call at 912-223-6515. I can't talk today. I need a break myself. We'll be back in a few minutes here on North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and FM 102.9 WDUN.
I could hear it through the line. I could tell from the crack in her voice, the static, the noise that's leaving on the mind. But when it comes to you, I'll do whatever I gotta do. I'm looking.